And joining us now to talk about last night's legislative session is longtime Louisiana political analyst Elliot Stonecipher. I asked him how Louisiana lawmakers could have completed a two-week legislative session focusing specifically on storm recovery without agreeing on a mechanism to distribute money to storm victims.
There are a lot of reasons, but major among those reasons is more of the same. We don't have this critical piece of business taken care of because of intramural fighting in Louisiana, long-standing. It's just the same old fighting. The state wants to control the money. The city wants to control the money. And the money now totals something on the order of $12 billion if this latest appropriation from the president is approved by Congress. And the bottom line is, because the politicians can't decide who gets to control the money, the people who got hurt do without.
So it's a power struggle that leaves storm victims still in this lurch.
That's exactly what it is. You won't hear that coming out of the inside the Baton Rouge bubble spin last night or today. But I carefully spent time in North Louisiana in multiple cities this week, as well as Baton Rouge. And outside that bubble, even as close as 60 miles away in New Orleans, people know what happened this week. They're very unhappy. I agree with them. And I think it's truly remarkable that the state leadership simply doesn't get it.
It's clear that the national audience is important to Louisiana officials as they try to work on this. What else do you think needs to happen to assure the nation that Louisiana is capable of using federal relief money constructively?
Without the national pressure, if you will, on Louisiana government and politicians continuing, if anything, increasing, we're in trouble. If it's rebuilding New Orleans and helping those people and Louisiana turning the corner on what inarguably is a really dark political past, it's going to take the national pressure to maybe get the legislature and the elected officials to see just how off the rail they really are. This bubble in which racial division is such a major part, in which patronage is such a major part, the bubble has not been pierced even in this environment.
Did racial division show up in the legislative session?
Very dramatically, and that's an incredible story here. Louisiana's past includes an awful lot of corruption in the context of voter fraud, and there was a bill that did pass to allow evacuees to vote at satellite centers and to vote by mail. There was a huge fight between African-American legislators and others over some of those issues. It led to African-American legislators walking out of the session after they tried to end the session unsuccessfully. And it's a good example of how stuck where we really are, Louisiana is. It was African-American politicians making the same argument they've always made, and that is, you're doing this because you don't want us to vote. And the other side saying, you know, you don't understand that your history of voter fraud and the state's history of voter fraud is why we're doing this. And what happens is racism is immediately something that jumps up, stares everybody in the face, tears things up. And when you see something as dramatic as the legislators, African-American legislators, walking out and trying to end the session, you simply can't keep telling people that racial divide doesn't exist.
Now, what happened with that? Will the displaced voters be able to cast a ballot in the New Orleans election?
They will. It should not have been anywhere near as rancorous. It was the right thing to do, and there's a right way to do it. We couldn't see that, so we had this huge, very, very overblown fight on top of everything else that wasn't exactly going well.
Mr. Stonecipher, if you were a displaced New Orleanian, would you be heartened at all by this legislative session?
The one thing that happened that should do that had nothing to do with the legislature and the state, and that is that we did find out that there is more money coming. There will be a total of $12 billion available for basically rebuilding housing or paying people for the losses they've suffered. If you're the evacuee, you really do know today the money's coming. But under your breath, you're going to be very quickly saying, all I got to do is get those politicians who don't get it out of the way.
Elliot Stonecipher is a Louisiana political analyst. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.